Amy Ray. The Amy Ray Band. Making grand old opera history. Come over before our next act. Let's visit and catch up just a little bit. So what's it feel like now that it's over?
Well, I'm just now back in my body. I've been floating around in space all day long, driving to Nashville from Atlanta, from Dahlonega, actually, from the mountains, thinking about this all day. And I'm just so happy that I get to be here. It's just, I have gratitude. That's what I have.
Is there a specific, do you have a childhood memory, a specific memory of listening to the Opry at a moment in time or coming to the Opry?
Well, we used to watch Hee Haw and the Opry. And I was very young, and I can say that my grandma used to say to me, one day you're going to be on that. And she's dead now, but like I'm going to just hope that she's up in heaven watching.
Hey, I love that. Give me the history of this guitar that you're playing.
Oh, yeah, this is a 1955 J45 Gibson, and it's the only guitar I play when I do the country stuff. This is like my baby right here. And I bought it in Dahlonega from my favorite guitar shop, and I bought it about 14 years ago. So I had it for all my country time.
And you have a Nashville connection in that you went to Vanderbilt for a time, did
for
you
a
not?
Year. I went for one year. I couldn't hack it, and I ended up going back to Atlanta and going to Emory University and graduating from Emory. But I think it mostly because I was trying to be a songwriter and I was not ready yet. And I was in Nashville and I was getting frustrated and I was not ready yet. So I worked at the Great Escape record store.
Oh yeah.
Gary Walker was my boss and he taught me a lot about songwriting. So I appreciate being here because of that.
And you and Emily, as the Indigo Girls, you knew each other from elementary school, right?
Yeah, we knew each other since we were 10 years old. She moved down to Atlanta from Connecticut and we went to school together and then we started singing when we were 15 and we're still doing it. So you never know, you know?
So right now, before you leave, you've got an Ohio run in the next few days. You're going to be in Cincinnati tomorrow on Sunday in Marietta, Ohio. Then next week, Annapolis, Maryland. Looks like Sellersville, Pennsylvania, also in the days.
Yeah, ahead, New York, Indianapolis. It's going to be fun. We're going to do a little tour.
All right.
Yeah, and I'll be with the Indigos all summer long. So it's good times.
And the Grand Ole Opry history-making debut of the Amy Ray Band.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You rock.
Great to see you. Is she special?